In this week's parsha, so we're told that Yaakov Avinu assembles all of his children, and he's going to be mevarech them. And part of his discussion with them is he requests that what should happen after he dies?
His body.
They should carry his body out. Says the Medrash in Bamid Bar Rabba, Omer Rav Chama Bar Chanina, first source. Kevin Shiba Avinu Yaakov, we put him in the olam, Karol Ibonov. Tchsev vayikra Yaakov abanov ubirchon, we bless them. Btzivon al darke Elokim, and he taught them the way of Hashem. Vekiblu aleim machus shemayim, and they all were makabel upon themselves machus shemayim. Mishagamar devarav, when he finished the ikar teaching them, Amar lahem kishetitlu osi, when you take my body out of here, biyira ubikavod livu osi, do it with yira and kavod. I don't want anyone to touch my body, my coffin, except for you. None of your children, none of your, none of the Mitzrayim. I want it to be you. And they did it. Maybe it's asking what was the way that he commanded them. El Amar Lahem, B'nei Yehuda Yisachar Zvulon, Yitanu Mitasi Min HaMizrach. Yehuda Yisachar Zvulon, you hold from the Mizrach. Reuben Shimon B'gad, Min HaDarom. Ephraim Menashe Min Yamin, Min HaMarav. Don Asher V'Naftali, Yitanu Min HaTzafon. So Don Asher and Naftali stood on the northern side of the body, and they carried Yaakov out of Mitzrayim. The same Medrash tells us about the Degolim. Really, it's commenting on the Pesukim. This Medrash is on the Pesukim in Perek Beis of Bamidbar. Take a look at the Pesukim. Degel Machan Edom. We know that each in the encampment in the desert, there were four Machanos. And each Machana had like a captain. So who was the captain of the northern side? Degel Machan Edom, Safona. So Don was the captain of the northern encampment in the desert. And who else was there? So we see Vachonim Olav, Mate Asher, Venasi Livne Asher, Pagiel Ben Achron, and Mate Naftali, Venasi Livne Naftali, Achiraban Inon. So the carrying of Yaakov's body, and that's why the Medrash is commenting in Bamidbar on this story about Yaakov, not in our Parsha. How did they carry the body of Yaakov out of Mitzrayim? Kifi, the same way that the Degolim were set up, the encampments were set up in the Midbar. So, if on the Mizrach was Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, with Yehuda being the captain, so too, if that's how it was in the Midbar, that's the same way that Yaakov Avinu commanded them to carry his body out. So again, we find Dan, along with Naftali and Asher, they are the northern flank in the encampments in the Midbar, and they're also going to stand on the north of Yaakov's body in order to carry the body out of Mitzrayim. So what's north? Because seemingly there's some intrinsic relationship between Dan, Naftali, and Asher, or under the leadership of Dan. Machane Dan has some type of relationship with the north. It's not just found that they were put in the north. So what's the connection to the Tzafon? So I believe we might have learned this a little bit together a few weeks ago. Tzafon is the side of Din, the north. In fact, it's the side of Din, which means constriction, where there isn't, right? When a person is about chesed, so there's lots of overflow. Din means more constricted. Mitzumtzam. Like Din, we say you get what you deserve. We're going to fill your cup up right to the top. That's it. No more, no less. That's Din. Overflowing is Chesed. To give more and more. So Din always means concealment. In fact, that's why the word Safun, what does it mean in the Seder?
Hidden.
Hidden. Because Safon reflects the idea of hiddenness, of concealment, of constriction. We You take a look at the Medrash. The Medrash tells us here, Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Arba Ruchos Li'olam. Mizrach, Maariv, Tzafon, V'Darum. Mizrach, that's where all the light comes from. Remember who was encamped in the Mizrach? Who was encamped? Yehuda. That's right. Yehuda, that's right. Yehuda brings the light. Yehuda is in the Mizrach. Where does the sun come from? Where does it rise? In the Mizrach. So the sun, the light, every day is introduced to the world from the Mizrach. So Mizrach is where the light comes from. That's Yehuda. Safon, Mishama Choshech. That's where darkness comes from. Safon is the north. Mishama Choshech Yatzal Yolam. And it's Keneged Shevet Dun, says the Medrash. Why? Because he was Machshech Yolam Bavodah Zarah. When Yerovam was going to set up Eglei Zarah, remember, Yerovam split off from the Davidic, I mean, he was also, but he split off from Shlomo HaMelech, and he was trying to create a competing kingship, competing kingdom. So what's going to happen for the Shalosh Regalim? Everyone's going to go to Yehuda? Everyone's going to go to Yerushalayim, to Yehuda Ben Yamin? Everyone's going to go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash? So he had to set up his own
next to the rock
Beis HaMikdash. He had to set up his own Ke'ilu place, and he ostered everybody from going to Yerushalayim, and instead he had to set up some Psalim. So who was going to house these psalm? Which shevet would agree to allow those psalm to be set up? Yeah. So says, Yeravam was chazir, I'll call Yisrael below kiblu mimeno el shevet dun. Shevet dun said, we'll allow the choshech, we'll allow the avodah zarah. Yerushalayim is called Oro Shel Olam. We want to block that light. We agree. Set up your avodah zarah here. And because of this, so that's why dun is connected with the tzafon. Dun conceals. Dun hides. He brings constriction to the world. He brings darkness to the world. In fact, the north is actually the place that's the least associated with the sun. You know that the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. But do you know which side it leans?
The south.
On the south, that's right. Meaning when it goes from east to west, it goes east to west, but on the southern side, right? If here's east, here's west. It doesn't just go straight over from east to west. It always goes east to west over there. So the north is actually the side that's least associated with the sunlight. Not sure about that. But that's why the north is the least associated. Yeah, is that true? That's why the north is least associated with the sun. Because even the path of the sun goes east to west. It starts in the east, but goes on the southern side. It doesn't go on the northern side. In fact, the Navi even says, Mitzafon tipatach hara. The bad always comes from the north. Ashur attacks from the north. Babel attacks from the north. Right? The Aseret HaShvatim that were in the north, they were destroyed first. The bad always comes from the north. So Dun, as we're starting to see, Dun represents the evil, the concealment, constriction, din. That was Dun, situated on the north. In fact, such a wild idea. I'm not always such a big Gematria guy. I don't quote Gematria so often. But take a look at this. Devarim Parak Chaf Hei. Ve'yizanev b'cha ko'anecha shalim ha'acharecha ve'ata ayef yageya v'lo yarei elokim. What's this pasuk talking about?
Amalek,
that's right. Where was Amalek able to strike? All of the necha shalim ha'acharecha. Okay, what does that mean, the necha shalim? We're in the fourth source. The necha shalim ha'acharecha are those who straggle. The stragglers. Medrash Tanchuma. Who are these stragglers? Kol Necha Shalim Acharecha. Who are the people who are not with the program? Who invite the evil, the trouble, the downfall? Rabbanan Amrin, Shifto Shel Don, Shepaltu Ha'anan, Shayukulam Ovde Avodah Zarah. It was done. They were the ones that everyone else was protected by the Anan Yaakovot. Amalek couldn't get them. They were spit out by the Anan. But why was Amalek attacked? Because Amalek, they were the Necha Shalim Acharecha. And the Baal HaTzurim says, Kol HaNecha Shalim Acharecha, B'Gematria, Zeh HaYashivto Sheldan.
I'll check that.
You check it for us. Check it. Do a fact check. Zeh HaYashivto Sheldan is the Gematria of Kol HaNecha Shalim Acharecha. This is Dun. Dun is the weak link in Klal Yisrael. They're the bottom. They're the Akev. They're the heel. They're our trouble spot, our Achilles heel. They're our weakness. And therefore, if I had to ask you, so if Dan is the weakness, Dan and Yehuda should be the ones that are pitted against each other. Yehuda! Yehuda Yahweh, right? Shoftim. Yehuda Yahweh. Shoftim? Shoftim, I think, right? Yehuda Yahweh. Yehuda was, yeah, after Yoshua, Sefer Yoshua, we didn't finish the conquest, so we had to finish the conquest of Eretz Israel. Yehuda Yahweh. Vayigash, I love Yehuda. Yehuda's the leader. Yehuda's the one who takes control. Malchus, this comes from Yehuda. Lo Yosher Shevet Me Yehuda. So we would think it should be Yehuda versus Dan. And yet, we read a crazy thing in this week's Parsha. When Yaakov is blessing Dan, take a look, it's towards the bottom of the sheet. Bereishis Perek Mem Tes. Dan Yodin Amo Ke'echod Shiftei Yisrael. That's the bracha to Dan. Dan Yodin Amo Ke'echod Shiftei Yisrael. What does that mean, Ke'echod Shiftei Yisrael? So take a look at Rashi. Kol Yisrael Yu Ke'echod. It's the source I reviewed before. Veskulam Yodin Bial Shimshon Niba Nebuazu. Okay. First it's talking, he says it's talking about Shimshon. Shimshon was from Shevet Dan. So, Ke'echot Shiftei Yisrael, Dan Yodin Amo, one of the great Shoftim will come from Dan, it's Shimshon. Od Yesh Lefaresh, Ke'echot Shiftei Yisrael, Kimiyuchot Shemishvatim, Hu David, Sheba Miyehuda. So when Yaakov says to Dan, one day, Dan Yodin Amo, Ke'echot Shiftei Yisrael, you'll judge like one of the Shiftei Yisrael, what does that mean, Ke'echot Shiftei Yisrael? It means like one of the greats. Dan one day will be like one of the greats of Yehuda. And who is that? Like one of the greats of Yisrael. And who's that a reference to? Shevet Yehuda. And not only Shevet Yehuda, but specifically David. So even though I would have thought that Dan and Yehuda are the antithesis of one another, that Dan is down and Yehuda is up, comes Yaakov and he blesses Dan. Dan Yodin Amo Ke'echad Shiftei Yisrael. Dan has within him a kernel of potential to be like Yehuda, to be like David HaMelech, to be like David HaMelech. And in fact, if you think about the brachas, what's the bracha given to Yehuda by Yaakov? Gur Aryeh Yehuda. That's the bracha to Yehuda. Isn't it strange? Do you know what the bracha to Dan is? Not by Yaakov. What's the bracha to Dan by Moshe Rabbeinu? Dan Gur Aryeh. So, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Dan Gur Aryeh. We see another connection here between Dan and Yehuda. So what's so, we'll check it out. What's so great about Dan? What's so great about Dan? Dan is so low. He's the snake. He's on the ground. How is he compared to Yehuda? How is he Ke'echad Shiftei Yisrael? How could Yaakov say Gur Aryeh Yehuda and Moshe Rabbeinu say Dan Gur Aryeh? How can there be this connection between the two? So, Dan has the ability, even though Dan is very low, he's tzafon, he's dark, but Dan also contains within him the ability for tremendous greatness. In fact, Dan is the only Shevet that got 2 nachalos. You know that? He got 2 nachalos in Eretz Yisrael. His nachalos split. Shevet of Dan, most of the Shvatim got 1 location. Dan got 2. Guess where they are? One's right next to Yehuda, and one's in the north. Because Dan contains 2 elements. There's a dichotomy in Dan. Dan is from the north. He's darkness. He's where the Ra comes from. He's the Nechash Alim Acharecha. But Dan is also situated next to Yehuda. Ke'echad Shiftei Yisrael. Dan, even in his lowest point, he contains within him an ability for greatness. And in fact, first of all, that might be the Dan Gur Aryeh and Gur Aryeh Yehuda. By Yehuda, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Yehuda starts out as Gur Aryeh. Dan only has the potential to reach that level. So we say it the opposite. Dan Gur Aryeh. Gur Aryeh Yehuda, but Dan first. First he's Dan, but he has the potential to reach Gur Aryeh. In fact, when Yehuda and Aryeh work, when Yehuda and Dan work together, tremendous things are accomplished. What's accomplished when they work together? Yehuda and Dan. Take a look at Shmos Rabba. Amar Rav Chanina ben Pazi. Ein lecha gadol mishevet Yehuda. Ve'ein lecha yarud mishevet Dan. There's no greater shevet than Yehuda, and there's no lower shevet than Dan. And yet, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yavo v'yizdav eglo. And what are we told? Bezalel was from Yehuda, and Eliyahu was from Dan. Who are Bezalel and Eliyahu? The constructors of the Mikdash, the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash. When Yehuda and Dan work together, the result is tremendous. Mishkan, Mikdash. So Dan, we see on the one hand, Mitzafon, Dan is very, very low. On the other hand, Dan has tremendous potential. And this we see in the Bracha of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu blesses Yaakov, Dan. Dan yodin amokecha shifte Yisrael. Yidon noch ashali derech. Shififon ale orach. Hanoshech ikveitzus v'yipo roch v'achor. Vishuascha kivisi Hashem. Very strange. At the end of the Bracha, so Yaakov screams out, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, Hashem, I await your great salvation. Now what is this? This is just like Yaakov is interrupting the brachos and saying this? So this, with some of the other makaros that we're talking about today, I received from Rav Waxman, the Shem Rav Moshe Shapiro, who we already mentioned, who was Nifter very, very recently. I think we're still in the Shiva. So he explained that, no, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, Yishuascha kivisi Hashem is part of the bracha to Dan. Now when a person yells out, Hashem, I have great faith in salvation, the kernel of that, the headquarters, Rav Waxman would say, for that faith in salvation comes from Dan. In fact, the Medrash tells us that Yaakov Avinu, when he was giving a bracha to Dan, so he saw Shimshon, Rashi, and all the psukim about Dan's bracha keeps making reference to Shimshon. Take a look what the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabbah. Yaakov Avinu roe oso, he saw Shimshon when he was giving the bracha to Dan. The solver bushu Melech Mashiach. What did he see as soon as he saw Shimshon from Dan? Oh, this is Melech Mashiach. The David connection. Yehuda connection. He's from Dan, but Yaakov saw Mashiach. Kevin Shiro so Shemes, but then Yaakov saw that Shimshon wasn't successful. He died. So Yaakov said, oh, Avzemes, he's going to die. He's not going to be successful. It's okay. Lishuas lakivisi Hashem. There's still faith in Dan. There's still faith for that salvation, for Mashiach. Ke'echot shiftei Yisrael. Even when he dies, Shimshon, Yaakov saw their potential for Mashiach. And if it doesn't come through Shimshon, Yishuas lakivisi Hashem. We still have faith. Yishuascha, for your salvation, kivisi Hashem. In the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, I think that's the Kuznets. No, is that the Kuznets? In the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, so he quotes on this, Yishuascha kivisi Hashem. Take a look at the very end of the source sheet. I'm going to tell it to you outside. It's wild. He says, he doesn't know why he hasn't seen anyone mention this. It says, if you look through Parshas Miketz and Parshas Vayigash, Hashem never appears with Yudkei Vavkei. That name of Yudkei Vavkei, that name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu never appears. And when is the first time it reappears? It appears when Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim. Right when Yosef's going down, it says he got there and he brought tremendous bracha with him. Birchas Hashem. But from that point on, Yosef, the whole story of Yosef and the brothers coming down to Mitzrayim and Yaakov and the Golus Mitzrayim starting, no mention of Yudkei Vavkei. When does Yudkei Vavkei reintroduced into Torah? When the Pasuk says, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. When Yaakov says, I have faith. What do I have faith for? What do I have faith in? For Yudkei Vavkei. That name of Yudkei Vavkei is reintroduced only at that point. And says the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, Lochei ne'elam shem havaya, towards the end. It's Mora al harachamim v'achasodim ha'gdolim. That's the shem Yudkei Vavkei is. It doesn't have any place in Golos, Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei is Chesed, it's light. It's not the darkness of Golos. It's not done. It's Yehuda. And yet, comes along the Pasuk and says, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Yaakov Avinu saw in Don, he saw the ability for the reintroduction of the Shem Yudkei Vavkei. This struggle of Dan to find within the darkness of Dan the great hope, to Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, the reintroduction of Yudkei Vavkei, the koach for the koach of Yehuda to emerge from Dan. So that is very connected to the months that we find ourselves in right now. The Zohar, obviously I'm not familiar with Zohar, but we're quoted the Zohar. But it's B'neihu Shloshi Rachim. After Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Moshe Rabbeinu certainly had potential to bring greatness and great light into the world. It says that when he was born, the whole room filled up with light. But it says that his mother hid him for 3 months, right? Remember at that point then she couldn't hide him anymore, so she put him in his little boat, and he went sailing on the Nile, and he ended up being picked up by Bas Paro. But it's B'neihu Shloshi Rachim. For 3 months, he was hidden. So says the Zohar, this is not just Moshe Rabbeinu being tucked away. This is the ore of Moshe Rabbeinu being tucked away. Elon Tzlos Yarchin. These 3 months refer to 3 months, the Dina Kasha Sharya Ba'alma. These are the 3 months of the year that din, heavy, dark din, rules the world. Umay Nihu, Tammuz, Av, and Teves. Teves, along with Tammuz and Av, Shavuos for Tammuz, Tisha B'Av. Teves is one of the 3 months where darkness is able to rule the world, the Zohar tells us. It's the winter, Teves. And it's the dead of the winter. Many times the winter solstice falls out in Teves, which is the longest night. Right? The day ends early, and it gets dark later in the morning. It's the greatest shlita of darkness over the world. Ever realize that? Some days, like the summer, it's much, much lighter than the darkness. There's much more daytime than nighttime. That's why Kayetz is connected with Chesed, and it's connected with light and or and goodness. And the Choshech of winter, the darkness of winter, is something that's associated with Din, and with the dark side of Klal Yisrael, with the Dan in Klal Yisrael, because it's so dark and so cold. It's not a coincidence that the darkness and the cold come together. Right? It's dark during the summer also. It's not cold at night in the summer. Because winter and the time period of Teves is a very, very dark time. In fact, the Torah tells us, he writes at the top of the second page, Shamati me achi hari, tam ledavar. Why are there 3 regalim connected to 3 avos? Why are there 12 chadashim connected to 12 shvatim? Okay, but he doesn't tell us how to work out which shevet's which. But the Arizal and the Gra tell us how to work out which shevet is which. And guess which shevet is the month of Teves?
Dan.
According to the Arizal and the Gra, the month of Teves is Keneged Dan. But guess what? It's not only Keneged Dan. Rav Tzadok writes in the Pri Tzadok, what's the mazel of Teves? What's the constellation of Teves? Take a look at the Stuk and Sorah sheet. Take a look. Mazel of Teves is the Gedi. What's a Gedi? No?
A goat.
A goat. It's the goat. Hainu Si'ir, which is the Si'irim. Kumo Shehidi Araivin, Al Mazel Gedi. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but the Si'ir, the goat, is always associated with Sitra Achra, with Shadim. They would be Zoveach the Si'irim, means that they used to pray to the Si'irim, the Shadim. Right, the Gemara about Ashmedai, those Gemaras about, you know, those Gemaras and Brachos, if you want to see the Shadim, so you put these ashes around your bed, and in the morning you'll see like the chicken feet. You know, you're familiar with what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So the Si'irim, the Si'ir, in fact, who is compared to a Si'ir? Which evil character in Tanakh? Esav, that's right. Si'ir Ezim. Esav's connected with the Si'ir Ezim. So Teves is the month of Dan, but it's also the month of Esav. And the point is that the month is ruled over by the Koach of Esav. And it's a dark month. So who wins? Esav or Dan?
Dan.
We're going up against Esav, and we're putting our weakest fighter up against Esav. We're putting Dan. Dan is the weakest. The lowest of the low. The Nechashalim Acharecha. Couldn't stand up to Amalek. And we're putting him up in the cosmic, epic battle against Esav. The month has 2 things it's associated with. Teves is connected with Esav and with Dan. Who's going to win? So, definitely at first. This is where our Cinderella story starts to come. Definitely in the opening match, in the opening rounds, Esav has the game. Take a look at this tremendous Gemara in Shabbos. Rabbi Zeira Ashkach Rabbi Yehuda. David Koya Pischa de Bechamua. Zeira found Rabbi Yehuda. Bechazi David Bedicha Daite. He saw that he was in a good mood. You can ask him any question. Yehuda was in a good mood. Rabbi Yehuda was in a good mood. Rabbi Zeira said, this is my chance to ask a big, big question. So he went over to him and he asked him, obviously, a very, very important question. Amar Lay, my time a Ize Maskan Bereshav Hadar Imre. How come whenever I see the flocks walking, the goats, the Seirim, the Gideon, always walk in the front, and the sheep are always walking in the back? Oh, he finally had a chance. He had access to the Gadol Hador. That's the question that he asks. Why do the goats walk before the sheep? Now you have to realize that goats are generally dark colored. There's all, the Rishonim do all these cheshbonos by Yaakov, by Lavan's house, about the speckled and the spotted. So there's a whole discussion in Rishonim. The goats are normally dark. That's why with the sheep, he takes out the white ones, because the sheep are normally white. And sorry, he takes out the dark ones. And by the goats, he takes out the light ones. There's a whole cheshbon there about which goats he takes out in the Rishonim and which sheep he takes out, because the goats are normally dark. The standard goat is a darker color, and the standard sheep is a whiter color. So why is it that the goats always go before the sheep? So says Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei kibriyaso shalolim, reisha chashucha v'hadar neholim. First there's darkness, and then there's light. V'yarev, v'yivoker, yomecha. So a day starts at night. Why does a day start at night? Because the darkness always precedes the light. There's always a little bit of a dark time before there's some light. There's always a struggle before there's success. A person always has to struggle with a Gemara before he's able to accomplish. The day starts with night, and then the light emerges. That was his answer. So therefore, the goats have to walk before the sheep. Says the Gra, in explaining this Gemara, this Gemara is the struggle of Esav and Klal Yisrael. Esav is the Seir Ezim, and Klal Yisrael are the sheep, as we're told, that we're like a Sep Zura. The Medrash talks about the Midah of Nora, that somehow one sheep is able to be surrounded by lots and lots of wolves, and yet the sheep is able, 70 wolves, the 70 Umos, are able to surround the sheep, and somehow the sheep survives. That's Hashem looking out for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the sheep, and that's why our leaders are shepherds. Throughout history, our leaders have been shepherds, because Klal Yisrael are sheep. And the goat goes before the sheep. Esav, at first, Esav has the ability to overpower the sheep. That's why the darkness is able to always overpower the light at first. The night begins before the day. But as long as the night is, and in the winter, in Teves, the nights are very, very dark. But as long as, no matter how long the night is, eventually what's going to happen?
The sun's going to rise.
The sun will rise. The sun always rises. And even though in this great battle between Esav and Dan, Esav starts out winning, who eventually wins?
Dan.
And there's no greater proof to that than the story in Sota. What happened when they had the fight by Maros HaMachpelah? And Esav was fighting. Who chopped off his head? Chushim ben Dan. Dan eventually is the one who brings the death to Esav. Esav's head ends up rolling in, right? Who's the one who clops him on the head? Chushim ben Dan. So even though the Ezim walk before the Kvasim, in the end of the day, the sheep is victorious. Dan is victorious. And this is the key to understanding this Tekufa. That even though Teves is a dark time, even though the Choshech is able to have control over Dan, but Mishuascha Kivisi Hashem, Dan contains within him the hope for that great salvation. And even if it doesn't work right away, Shimshon, he looked like he was going to do it, but Shimshon failed. Yaakov Avinu still says, Mishuascha Kivisi Hashem. I thought, again, I'm not a Bucky at all. And that's an exaggeration. I mean, I'm not even close to a Bucky. I haven't even read so many Zohars. But I did look into the Zohar to see if the Zohar understood these psukim of Petitz Beneu, Shloshi Rachim, in any other way. Because right now, those psukim mean the light was concealed for 3 days. And I found this Zohar in Bereishis. I put it on the source sheet here for you in the Aramaic, the original Zohar. But I put it in Hebrew in brackets afterwards. And listen what the Zohar says. Vayomer Elokim. Who did he say this to? He said he or, there should be or. V'zehu ha-or shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tchila. Hashem created or. V'hu or ha-ayin. V'hu or shehar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam ha-rishon. This was the great or we know from Rashi, the beginning of the Torah. The or that he put away. The or ha-gonos that he put away for Klal Yisrael and for the tzaddikim. Who or shehar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'David. This is the or of David. This is the door, the or that was given to Adam. And it says that he saw with this or. Adam was able to see with this or. From where to where? Take a look in the top in the Aramaic. Yes, you're right. He saw it at Sofa Olam. And he gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe was Chomabei, Migilad, Viad, Don. The or that Moshe Rabbeinu was given, the Koch, the or, was able to give him vision all the way until we're able to reach Don. And it continues here, the Zohar, and it says, Marav Tuvcha Sher Tafant L'Reyecha. This is the or that Moshe Rabbeinu saw from Gilad Adon. Ubisha Shemar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there would be 3 doros of Rishayim. Dor Enosh, Dor Mabel, and Dor Aflaga. So he was gone as the or. He hid away the or. He didn't want the or, this light. Again, we don't just mean physical light. This or, we don't want, he didn't want this or to be in the world. V'nafen Asor HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So he gave this or to Moshe. And this or HaGanus, this tremendous light that was hidden away, lost in Lavo for the eventual Geula. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Really? When did Moshe Rabbeinu get to use this or? Well, he used it in the Shlosh HaChadashim. Of when he was hidden away. B'titzpineu Shlosh Yirachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was hidden away for 3 months. What else was hidden away?
Light.
The light was hidden away. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't hidden. Meaning that he was hidden so that he couldn't interact with the world. He was tucked away. If you have something very special, you want to give it to someone, you tell them, here, take this, go inside, use it inside. I don't want everyone else to use it. Not I'm hiding you away to keep you away from everything, but I'm hiding you away with the Or HaGanus. So the Shlosh Yirachim are the three months that Moshe Rabbeinu as a baby had access to the Or. Then when he came out, so the light, and he had to go into the Beis Paro, so the Or had to be taken away. But when did the Or return? When Moshe Rabbeinu stood in Har Sinai, and when he came down from Har Sinai, what does it say about his face?
Karen
Or. His face was radiating with light. So the Zohar itself, that same B'titz B'nei Shlosh Yirachim, which the Zohar teaches us, oh, those are the 3 horrible months of Av, Tammuz, and Teves. Those 3 months, the same Zohar learns, are the tremendous light that Moshe Rabbeinu had that returned to him at Har Sinai. And again, I'm not the one to be able to say pshat in a Zohar, but on the most basic, simple level, perhaps we see here that the darkness of Teves, those 3 horrible months, Titz B'nei Shlosh Yirachim, even the Zohar says, can be reinterpreted to be tremendous times of light. Korei Moed, we know Av has tremendous potential for a Moed. So Dan is that ray of hope. That even in Dan, or maybe especially in Dan, even when things look very, very dark, so it's dafka from there that the light emerges. And from the darkest, they always say it's the darkest right before dawn, even from the darkest place comes tremendous light. And I think that we all have within us a piece of Dan, whatever shevet we're from. But we all have within us a piece of Dan. We all have dark places that we find ourselves in sometimes. And sometimes it's depressing to find yourself in a dark place. And a person has to realize that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria is that the darkness rules, that the darkness's rulership has its limitations. And a person, if he can find within him Chushim Ben Dan, if a person can find within himself that koach of Mishu'oscha Kivisi Hashem, if a person holds on, like Yaakov Avinu, and he saw the death of Shimshon, and he said, I don't care, even though that happened, I haven't given up hope. And a person sometimes is struggling with something, sometimes he's working on something and he's just not being successful and he fails and he fails and he fails and he wants to give up. And Yaakov Avinu's bracha tells us, no, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, keep the faith.
There was a time in Sefer Shoftim when the B'nai Dan
they're looking to expand. And they end up, without going through all the story right now, but they end up in the house of somebody named Micha. And it ends up that there's an Avodah Zarah, a mikdash of some sort set up there, a headquarters for Avodah Zarah, which is very much in line with what we've spoken about of Dan. And even though here again we see Dan representing a headquarters and a source of Avodah Zarah, of Choshech, Pesel Micha, but there is another Micha. And this Micha is the Navi Micha. And he gives us the hope of Dan. Ki esh ki nafalti kamti. When I fall, I can get back up. Ki eshev b'choshech Hashem orli. He's the Micha who teaches us. Unlike the first Micha, that is the source for darkness and for Avodah Zarah and for constriction. But the Navi Micha teaches us, ki nafalti kamti, ki eshev b'choshech. So Hashem is orli, that there's light that can be found in the darkness.
Sometimes I think the Bracha of Yaakov, and I think this whole parsha teaches us, this parsha that we discussed today, that sometimes it's the least expected people that become our heroes, and sometimes that person is us. Have a great chat.
Have a very much.
Yeah, let's check it.